as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesia's Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Abdul Muti, has urged provincial, district and municipal governments to adhere the ministry regulation recording the organization of teaching and learning activities in primary and secondary education, including school start times. He made the statement in response to reporters' questions about West Java Governor Dedi Mulyadi's recent directive to change school start times. Indonesia will welcome 120 companies from the Netherlands on June 16, 2025. The chair of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or KADIN, Anindya Novian Bakri, mentioned that they are bringing trade and investment missions to Indonesia. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia. Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Sudah berapa lama aku menunggu jawaban darimu, sampaikah kepadamu kata-kata yang kurangkaikan agar kau tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam. Inilah yang kurasakan.
Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku untuk buatku bahagia. Sebut
dapat yang kau inginkan. Apapun itu kan ku berikan untukmu.
Andai kau bersamaku di tempat dan waktu yang sama, kau akan tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam. Inilah yang ku rasakan. Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku untuk buatku bahagia. Semenjak kau ada di sini, ku mengerti betapa ku membutuhkanmu.
Bila kataku tak cukup untuk buatmu mengerti, izinkan ku bertemu lagi denganmu.
Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu buatku bahagia.
Of Indonesia.
Kamu
aku, bukan tak mungkin kau akan menemukan aku yang berbeda dari semua yang pernah kau temui dan berharap untuk memilikimu. Coba sejenak mengenal aku, bukan tak mungkin kau akan menemukan aku yang berbeda dari semua yang pernah kau temui dan berharap untuk memilikimu. Oh, oh, oh. Hey.
This delight is hunted at hot afternoon or before breaking the fast. It is made of coconut milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called hunkwe. The taste is surely very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food? Es goyobot from Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bagaimana tidurmu? Sudah cukup kah itu? Nyenyakkah kau di malam tadi? Selamat pagi. Apa kau siap untuk jalani hari di Jogja ini? Kita akan jalan-jalan dan jatuh cinta sekali lagi pada kota ini. Sudahkah kamu makan? Kalau belum, ayo kita cari sarapan di tengah kota. Sarapan apa enaknya? Aku juga enggak tahu. Kita mungkin akan makan berat atau ringan-ringan saja, atau yang manis-manis saja, atau kita hanya tiduran lagi saja. Thank you. cari perut. Aku sarapan apa enaknya, aku juga enggak tahu. Kita mungkin akan makan berat atau ringan-ringan saja, atau yang manis-manis saja, atau kita hanya tiduran saja.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
for listening to Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. So download now on Google Play and App Store.
Indonesia.
Now I'll be playing you a featured called Karinding. If you are a dearly and also loyal listener of Voice of Indonesia, of course you're familiar with this feature because it seems like us, the broadcaster and announcer, love to play this feature. So if you are curious, what is Karinding? Check it out.
Bamboo is a plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for daily activity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers until traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instrument, bamboo can produce different tone in accordance to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has abundant bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely karinding. Karinding actually has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes karinding instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abah Olot to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce karinding.
Tahun 2004, Abah mengembangkan karinding, warisan dari orang tua.
In 2004, Abah developed karinding, heritage of parents. Abah must preserve it because message from parents in older karinding arts is not extinct. Abah kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Thank you.
Karinding Rhythm, which was presented by young people of Bandung, namely Karinding Attack. Karinding is wind instrument, even though the way to play it, it's not fully to be blown like flute. Karinding is placed on lips, then it is tape on the tap, then it is tap on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which makes Karinding, such as in Chittamyang, Pasir Mukti, Tasikmalaya, Lewo Malangbong, Garut, and Cikalong Kulon, Cianjur, which is made from palm nidra. In Limbangan and Cililin, Karinding is made from bamboo and played by women. Karinding is shaped like picker, in order it is easy to be inserted in the hair bun. While Karinding, which is made from midrib, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter, in order to be able to be tucked in a cigarette case. According to Abah Olot, the main material of Karinding is fiber of palm tree. In a modern era, the main material is rare.
Kalau dulunya itu dari ranting aren orang Sunda bilang dari dahan pawung. Nah, sekarang
in the past it was made from palm midrib. Sundanese people call it kawung. Now Abah makes it from bamboo, because if Abah makes it from kawung, Karinding will be extinct, because it is difficult to find palm midrib. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midrib takes 2 until 3 years.
Cara jemurnya juga lama. Kalau bambu, mudah. Bambu banyak, dijemurnya cepat kering. Setahun tidak bisa dibikin. Kalau aren, setahun lebih sampai 2 tahun, 3 tahun baru bisa dibikin.
Since that time, Karinding has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. Asep Nata says that Karinding has been known in Bandung since 1982. Eccentric artist from Bandung, Hari Rusli, introduced Karinding through his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni Karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni, itu barangkali didahului oleh
In Bandung City, Karinding art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Muncul lagi sesudah dengan triggernya karat, karat. Kira-kira mulai tahun 2006, 2007 sampai kemari lah, gitu. Mulai lagi menjadi masif di Kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astaghfirullah loba bayarun Astaghfirullah loba nunagi Astaghfirullah loba nungontrog Astaghfirullah Aya kolektor Astaghfirullah Laba bayarin Astaghfirullah Laba nunagi Astaghfirullah Laba nunagi
Alah Gusti, nuhun, nuhun pisan tos ka balayar ayeuna.
You have just listened to Karinding Rhythm entitled Loba Istighfar and song by Karinding Attack. Karinding is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tone or rhythm. In the past in Ciawi, Karinding was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Abah Olot, there are 4 types of tone in playing Karinding, namely tonggeret, kogondangan, pereogan, and iring-iringan. Karinding can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of Karinding's Bandung artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun, gitu. Asal tune atau nada-nadanya dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang Karinding tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada. Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
It can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that Karinding does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually and there was no agreement about the sound. So Karinding has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument.
Nah, kita harus menjaga, yaitu menjaga itu melestarikan. Makanya buat untuk anak-anak muda sekarang dan selanjutnya tuh harus menyadari bahwa kita ini orang Sunda, harus melestarikan alat keseniannya sendiri.
Karinding was made by the ancestors to ward off the pest in the past. Because of that, the tones in Karinding instrument did not give a name. After a long time, finally Karinding is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waiting their land. Today, Karinding begins to be popular in modern music such as rock, blues, and pop. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of traditional instrument from West Java called Karinding.
Thank you.
Yes, you're still with me, Unika, and I am here to brought you, of course, information from across Indonesia and the world, but more interestingly, Indonesia and the world. So, news about Indonesia and the international world. Indonesia has invited Monaco to participate in the Ocean Impact Summit in Bali in June 2026 to strengthen collaboration on sustainable marine protection and utilization. Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Arif Hafaz Ugrosono on Sunday extended the invitation to Monaco's Minister of Foreign Affairs and Cooperation Isabel Bero Amade on the sidelines of the Blue Economy and Finance Forum 2025 in Monaco. According to a written statement issued by the Foreign Ministry in Jakarta on Monday, the two leaders discussed a number of strategic issues, including the preservation of marine ecosystem, coral reefs, and marine biodiversity. As you guys know, if you are updated with the blue economy and also the blue carbon, we know that we have a very rich biodiversity and also marine ecosystem, but it is endangered now because of the pollution and all other things, including our coral reefs. So they also discussed the use of the sea under the blue economy approach, of course, seaweed-based innovation, mangrove and coastal ecosystem conservation, and strengthening cooperation in the digital and financial fields. Ugrosono attended the BEFF in Monaco on June and ate a special event of the United Nations Ocean Conference is actually going on today. It is happening in Nice, just like the VOI talk before this on 9 a.m. We've been talking about the United Nations Ocean Conference, and our representative from Indonesian government will also attend the fourth plenary session on ensuring sustainable ocean governance and finance, with the first panel themed looking forward global solution for ocean finance. So of course the government is trying really hard to of course face this matter and also obstacle of our marine ecosystem. We have to protect our marine ecosystem because, as we know, we have a lot of biodiversity and also creatures there that are beautiful, and not all places have it, so we must protect it. So if you want to know more news like this, or maybe you have an input, feedback, or just insights on this kind of information, please contact us on our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official, email voilisteners@gmail.com, WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
jangan kau bohongi hatimu. Jelas kau ingin aku. Percuma punya wajah yang merdu bila dia tak mampu melukiskan senyummu. Izinkan ku isi harimu. Usir mendung kelabu. Percuma punya tampang yang syahdu bila dia tak mampu melukiskan senyummu. Oh, tunggu apa lagi sayang? Tindakanlah dirinya. Kamu buat hari-harimu ada lalu. Tunggu apa lagi sayang? Ku lebih baik darinya. Tak akan ada lagi tangis air mata. Buat apa kau memutu dalam kisah yang semu? Izinkanlah ku cumbu hatimu dan merangkai cinta. Oh, tunggu apa lagi sayang? Tindakanlah dirinya. Buat hari-harimu ada lalu. Tunggu apa lagi sayang? Ku lebih baik darinya. Tak akan ada lagi tangis air mata. Tinggalkanlah dirinya. Kan ku buat hari-harimu penuh bahagia. Ku lebih baik darinya. Tak akan ada lagi tangis air mata.
Voice of Indonesia.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
What is this food?
Rattan is usually made into furniture or handicrafts, but rattan can also be food. The soft rattan is barbecued for 1 hour. After that, the white parts of rattan are sliced. Then, it's ready to be eaten with dipping sauce. What is the name of this food? Pakat Rotan from North